anoint thine eyes with thy salve that thou mayest see. You're so blind. You're in the church. You're hearing the word of God. You still testify to belonging to this body of the Lord's people, but you're lost. You've gotten away. You've drifted from the fundamentals. Beloved, wake up this morning. If you're drifting, this is no time to trifle. If this applies with pertinence to your circumstances, you need to wake up. Because we never know. We never know when Christ, as we shall see, will draw away. He will draw away. In this case, the threat, of course, is that he will remove the candlesticks. We know that from context. But here, look what he says. As many as I love, verse 19. I'm saying what I'm saying. I'm standing here at the door because I love you. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Or I might say, wake up and repent. Stop in this slumber, thinking that everything's fine and thinking there'll be no consequences for being spiritually asleep. There are great consequences. And verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Do you note here in this passage that the knocking there to listen to is not the physical knock upon the door? It's if you hear my voice. He is knocking with his voice. He's speaking. He's speaking his word. He is calling out. He is saying, repent. Come back. Wake up. Do the first works. Get to where you once were. Make it priority. Set aside everything else. Sacrifice everything else. Stop resting. Stop sitting there. Stop thinking everything's fine. Stop imagining you have more time. Wake up. Repent. Get right with God.